Jeyam yattat pravakshyami. Jagyatyam mritamashnati. Anadimat param janma. Asudukshate.
What do you mean?
These are the process. Not to become falsely proud of possessing knowledge. There are symptoms that we are carrying in knowledge, and those symptoms have been explained. Amanistam, adammitam, ahinsa, kanti, arjavam, acharupasana. The most important, of course, all the items are very important still, acharupasana, approaching the acharya, portion of Krishna. Rachayato, Jagadanda Koti, one portion, Paramatma. That Paramatma portion is the Mahavishnu. Mahavishnu lying on the Karanagava, the causal ocean. Jasyaika nishtasita karana bhavalamma jivanti loma vilaja jagadanda natha. Vishnu mahan sariya jasya palavisesho govinda madhikul kahutavan. That Mahavishnu is lying on the causal ocean beyond the universe, on the border, there is a big ocean which is called causal ocean, Karanas of Jal. And there is Mahavishnu lying, and from his breathing process, Jasyaika nishtasita kalam athavalambha, jivanti loma vilaja jagadandanatha. Jagadandanatha means Brahma. So, that portion, Ekapasurasayatam, is the origin of universal, this material creation, Karunanam Sai Vishnu. From him, the Gombhuj of Sai Vishnu comes out, and he enters in each and every universe, Gombhuj of Sai Vishnu. Then Gombhuja Sai Vishnu again expands as Kirodha Sai Vishnu. That Kirodha Sai Vishnu is within this universe. in each and every universe, there is Vishnu, Chetadvi, Loka, where Kshirodakshay Vishnu is there, and that Kshirodakshay Vishnu enters within the heart of all living entities, Paramatma, Antarjyan. And that is explained in the Bhagavad Gita. Ekapasurasetum jagadandakoti gacchattirasti jagadandachaya ananta. Andantarastha, he is not only within this universe, but he is also within the atom. Andantarastham paramanachaya. Paramanu means atom. In this way, Lord Vishnu is expanded. And he is given. He is to be understood. Gyan, knowledge, simply material knowledge, is not perfection of knowledge. Real knowledge is to understand the Supreme Absolute Truth, Vishnu. That is real knowledge. That is explained here. Giyam jatsat pravakshani. I shall now explain to you what is the ultimate goal of knowledge. In other place, in the 15th chapter also, Krishna says, sarvasya chaham vidishanna vishya matta sritijnanam apuhanam vidishya sarvai aham eva vidyam. Krishna is reading everyone's heart. Sarvasvata, aham, reading. This place, the particular place is also mentioned there, really, in the heart. He's there. Sannivishta. And from him, matta smriti jnanam apuhanam cha. From him, our remembrance, smriti, jnana, knowledge, and forgetfulness. Everything is coming from him. Matta smriti jnanam apuhananch. Therefore, vedais prasadvai aham eva vedna. One has to understand Krishna by studying Vedic research. If he is missing Krishna, then sarva eva hi kevalam. He is missing Krishna. That is stated in the Srimad Bhagavatam. Bhagmasthana sitapamsana vishakshena kathasya nutpada edratini yadi sramayuvahi kevalu. Everyone has got particular type of occupational duty. That is called dharma. Dharma is not a faith. The particular duty, just like you are a medical practitioner. So your dharma is to treat patients. That is your dharma. So everyone has got particular occupational duty. Actually, what is going on as Hindu dharma, actually Hindu dharma, this word, is not there in the shastra. In the Shastra, it is called Varnasam Dharma. Four Varna, Brahman, Kshatri, Vaishya, Shudra. And four Ashramas, Brahmachari, Grihastha, Manaprastha, and Sannyas. These are called Varnasam Dharma. So, in every Varna, Brahman, his qualification is described in the Shastra. Sama, Dhamma, Sutikha, Arjava, Thanti, Jnanam, Vijnanam, Astikam, Brahma, Karma, Sabhav. Similarly, Kshatriya, Vaishya. So, by discharging one's occupational duty according to Varna and Ashrama, if one does not understand Krishna, the Bhagavad says, Sarvaiva hi kevalam. Then he simply is spoiling his time and wasting his labor. That's all. Dharma sāvasthita pumsāna viṣṭhāsīna padhāsuja. Not firing your fingers. Kramayiva, he gave up. This is the verdict of the recluses. Simply laboring for nothing. One must know Krishna, Vishakshena Tathasu. Vishakshena, another name of Krishna, Vishnu, is Vishakshena, Katha. Just like you are speaking about Krishna, nobody is interested from you. Nobody is interested. Vishakshena Tathasu, no father, everything. They will say, I am busy with my occupational duty. But the human form of time is meant for increasing your interest in the matter of Vishakshena Tathasu. This means Krishna Katha. This is the mission of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Lord Chaitanya, his mission is this. He says, Amar Agnai Guru Bhaiya, Taro Ei Desh, Jare Dakho Tare Koho, Krishna Upadesh. Krishna Upadesh. He says, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, that on my order, every one of my devotees become a spiritual master. Amar Adnai Guru Haiya, Taro Sarkodesh. You become a spiritual master and deliver all the people. Like with Krishna Upadesh, you can deliver. People are suffering. Here is the same thing is said. Gyam jat parvaksami jat jatya amritam asmite. Amritam. People are suffering. They do not know what is amritatta. So amritatta kalpate. This is the aim of life. To become immortal. That is wanted. One has to come to that platform of knowledge when one can achieve the perfection of life, amritatva, immortality. So Krishna says here that jnanam jatparvaktami, the ultimate goal of knowledge, I will explain to you. Jajgatta, if you can understand that knowledge, then amritam asmite, if anyone can understand that knowledge, he becomes immortal. That is the problem. The process of knowledge, in that chapter, it is already said that Janma Mittu Jarabhyadi Dukkha Dosanu Darshan. The subject matter should be how to understand or how to get relief from the reputation of birth and death, old age and disease. This is knowledge. And here also, Krishna says again, anyone who comes to the ultimate goal of knowledge, then he becomes immortal. Anadi mat param brahma. Brahma, brahma jnan. The brahma jnan without knowledge of Krishna is not perfect knowledge. Generally, people are interested. Give me water. It is impersonal Brahma. But without knowledge of Krishna, that impersonal feature of Krishna, Brahma Gan, is also insufficient. They do not. That is not sufficient knowledge. Tattva jnana to darshana. Philosophical speculation or discussion should be to reach the ultimate goal of life. Tattva jnana to darshana. That is already. And what is that tattva? That is explained in the Srimad Bhagavatam, that is tattva. Vadanti tattva vidat tattva. Tattva be. One who knows tattva, he can speak about tattva. Tattva means the absolute truth. So vadanti tattva vidat tattva. That thing is spoken as tattva, as the truth, by persons who are tattvavit. Tattvavit means one who knows the tattva. Unless one knows the thing, how he can explain? Therefore, we have to understand the absolute truth from a person who knows it. Vadanti tattvavidas tattvam. Jadgyanam adhyam. That knowledge is absolute, adhyam, no relative, absolute. Vadanti tattvatta vidastattam jadgyanam adhyam. Brahmeti, Paramatmeti, Bhagavaniti, Sandhati. That truth is explained as Brahma, as Paramatma, or as Bhagavan. The same thing. Just like we see the sun. The sun is a planet and there is a sun god. Just like we have god also in each and every planet, one chief person. Here we have our president. Formerly there was one president or king on this planet. Now, there are now so many presidents, but according to God's plan, there is one president or king in each and every planet. So, in the sun planet, there is also one king or one chief person. His name is also given in the Bhagavad Gita, Vibhushan. He too accept Bhagavad Gita, then you have to accept all these things. You cannot make minus anything. That is not knowledge of Bhagavad Gita. Therefore, we are presenting Bhagavad Gita as it is. We cannot use the also to put in there. Half. I take half of the hand. I take the rear part and the front part I reject. This kind of logic, argument, will not be very successful. You have to tell as it is, total. And not to understand. That is understanding of Bhagavad. He who takes something to your choice, and that is useless. Useless waste of time. Just like Mahatma Gandhi, he wanted to prove from Bhagavad Gita, non-violence. Yeah, how is it for you? Bhagavad Gita is spoken in the battlefield. So in this way, if you try to understand Bhagavad Gita, it will be not Bhagavad Gita, it will be something else. We must understand Bhagavad Gita as it is. That is our preaching method. We are presenting Bhagavad Gita as it is all over the world. So we accept. The modern theory, scientific theory is that the sun planet is only blazing fire. There cannot be any living entity. No, we don't believe that. Because Shastra says that the living entity is never born. Achyadyam adajvayam. Adajvayam. Just like we sterilize by putting into the fire. But that does not mean the living entity is dead. No. Adhaja. No. It cannot be burnt into fire. Achidram. It cannot be cut into pieces. This information is just from Bhagavad. So, in the sun planet, although it is blazing fire, they are living entities. They have got a particular type of body. That particular type of body is fire. Just like you have got living entities in the sea, there are hundreds and thousands. Jalaja animal of plant. There are 9 lakh species of aquatic animals. But they are living in the water. They have got particular type of body. You cannot say, because you cannot live within the water, you cannot say, no, no, there cannot be any living. This is nonsense. Ah. The living entity, Bhagavan name is Sarvabho. He can live everywhere. It is not a fact the living entity lives only in certain particular place. No, Sarvabho. Anywhere in God's creation, there are living entities. This is Shastric Vishnu. So, in the sun planet also, there are living entities, cities, just like here. Otherwise, how Krishna can say, Imam Vivasthate Rūvam Prattamāna Havambhaya. Krishna is telling life that I spoke this science of Bhagavad Gita to the sun god. Now according to our calculation, nobody can go to the sun planet and where is the scope of speaking there and to whom speaking. But Krishna says, yes. Imam Vivasthate Rūvam Prattamāna Aham. I say, abhayam, imperishable knowledge. Vimasthan manavet praho. So, from this verse we can understand in this sun planet there are living entities. And the chief man of chief devgod is the sun god, whose name is Vimasthan. So his body must be fiery, otherwise how he can live there? And the inhabitants there also. So, we are thinking from here that nobody can live there, but that's not the fact. We are calculating by our own experience. Therefore, we cannot have perfect knowledge by speculating our experience. It is not possible. We must go to a person whose experience is beyond our experience. That is called Guru. Tad-vijñānārthaṃ guru meva vidyate. Guru means heavy. If Guru is as good as I am, then what is the use of taking knowledge from? Guru must be heavy. So who can become more heavier than Krishna? Matta paratanam nanya kintirasti dhananya. There is nobody heavier. And Krishna proved it when he was a child, when he was a boy of 7 years old. He proved how heavy that he lifted the Govardhan feet. And he rested on Krishna's finger continually for 7 days, just imagine how heavy he is. So in this way we have to understand Krishna. And if we understand Krishna from that spirit, from that angle of vision, then we become perfect. As it is said here, Vinyam Jatta Parvakshami Jalgatya Amritamasnate, you become immortal. This is confirmed in the fourth chapter. Janma karma me dibbam. Jyuti anati tattva. If you simply understand Krishna in truth, not superficial, but in fact, then what is there? The result is tattva deham punarjanma ne. Punarjanma. Punarjanma next. Again, if I take a material body, then again I will have to die. Anyone who has got this material body, he has to die. Janma means, once he is born, he must die. But here, Krishna says, punarjanma naiti, never birth. Then there is no more death. Because if there is birth, there is death. And if there is no birth, there is no death. That is immortality, amrita. That is amritattva. So amritattva is kalpate. In another place Krishna says, janahina bhagante te purusam purusarasam samar sukham dukham dhiyo. So amritattva is kalpate. We are disturbed by the bodily concepts of reality. Every one of us. Everyone is busy. How to relieve the bodily pains and pleasures? That's all. The real pains and pleasures that the living entity who has accepted this material body, he has to continue this pains and pleasures. That is explained in the Bhagavad Janma Mithu Jaradvaidi. So, there is no science to give relief from Janma Mithu Jaradvaidi. So, how can you expect relief? It is temporary relief. So, Krishna says in the Bhagavad Gita, we should not be disturbed by the temporary pain and pleasure. Matras par sastu pohantiyo, sitosna sukhadukhada. Aguma apayna anityatanati sikhasabhad. We should not be disturbed by the so-called bodily pain and pleasure. We can try, we can get as much pleasure. This is not our business. Our business is how to get out of these classes of birth and death. That is their business. That they do not. Because they have no knowledge. All fools and rascals, they are busy for the temporary pains and pleasure. So here it is said, Jnanam Jatta Prabhakshami, Jad Jatta Amritam Asnati. That is knowledge. I shall speak to you about that supreme knowledge. That supreme knowledge means, if you simply try to understand Krishna, Janma Parma Medibham, why Krishna appears? Janma Parma. Why he was like an ordinary human being? He is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Why he takes part in these ordinary activities? Just like Krishna took part in the battle of Kurukshetra. He is Supreme Personality of Godhead. Why should he take part in the battle? Yes, this is somebody, some section of people there, post their life. But he has his business. Because he comes, he has got his business, he says, dharma samasthapanarthaya sambhavani vijayi. I come. My business is to re-establish the principle of life, religion. Human life means religion. Dharmena hina pasuni samana. The cats and dogs, they have no religion. But if the human being has no religion, then he is no better than the cat and dog. Therefore, all over the world, either he is European or American or Indian or Canadian or Russian, everyone has got some religion. It doesn't matter whether it is Hinduism, Muslimism or Christianism. Because human society without religious conception. Religious conception means to understand God. Is anyone? Dharmena hina pasivi sama. Now, gradually, the whole world is becoming enemy because they are rejecting religion. They are rejecting religion. Therefore, Krishna says, dharma samasthapunarthaya sambhavani jivyeju. Because these reptiles, they give up religion and become animals and fight within themselves and make the whole world a confusion and chaos. Therefore, it is required that Krishna comes. Dharma samasthapunarthaya. This is his duty. He has no duty, but it is his mercy that it comes. Dharma samasthapunarthaya. And what is that dharma? In the Bhagavad it is explained. Dharamantu sakshat bhagavat pranitam. You cannot manufacture a religious sect. That is after you. That's why you think, I shall manufacture law at my home. Is it possible? Who will care for your law? If the law is enacted by the state, that is action. The government says, keep to the left, you have to accept. You cannot say, no, why not, to the right, then he is the kingdom. Similarly, laws means given by the God. And dharma means which is the code given by God. That is all. Dharmantu sākṣāt bhagavatpada. That is real. And Krishna says, dharma samasthāpunārthāya. Sambhavāni jīdevīdī. I can't. He re-establish. When people become cats and dogs without any reason, then I come down to establish this. Because we are Krishna's sons. We are all sons of Krishna. He is very much anxious to see us happy. Just like father wants to see his sons, doing his sons, to see that he is happy. That is also the same thing. To deliver the righteous person and to kill the demon, the same thing. Because Krishna is absolute. He is maintaining the devotee and killing the demon. Both of them are same thing. Just like father. Father is giving some child, some son, nice, treatment. And the other son comes, no, you cannot take it. Does it mean that father is partial? No, father is kind, both his child. He knows that he cannot eat. So similarly, two things are going on, parallel. Some are punishments, some are maintenance by the laws of God. But he knows how to do it. We have to accept his law, that is, prattimukampasukhumiksamana. Therefore, devotee is never disturbed by the so-called pains and pleasures of this world. He is never disturbed. He who knows his duty, how to execute Krishna consciousness. That is your devotee. Sarvadharman paritajya mamekam. So Krishna says that dharma samasthapunarthaya sambhavani jivyeju. Then what is that dharma? He did not come here to establish Hinduism or Muslimism or Christianism. No. He came to give you real dharma. What is that? Sarva dharma and paritajya. Mahavikam. That is all. To surrender unto Krishna. Krishna, I am eternally your servant. I forgot you. Now I come to my senses. I surrender unto you. This is all. Bhavanam janunavante jnanavan mahana prabhadjati. This sense, real sense comes when after struggling for many births, one becomes wise. Bhavanam janunavante jnanavan. Jnanavan means wise, not fools and rascals. Jnanavan mahana prabhadjati, surrenders unto me. So, anyone who is surrendering to Krishna, taking to Krishna devotional service fully, he is the most intelligent man. He is not cats and dogs and rascals. Because Krishna says, Jnanavan, this is real knowledge. That is the explanation. Krishna says, Jnanam Jatta Pravakshan. I shall speak to you what is the object of knowledge, ultimate objective of knowledge. Jagratya Amritamasnate. If one can understand Krishna, he gets eternal life. And that is our aim of life. Not to remain within this material world. Bhutta, bhutta, praliyate. Take birth once and again die. This is done by the cats and dogs. Any animal. They do not know anything. They take birth and again die. Devnasin khadehi kumanjo nanjala tatha dehantara prapti. We have to accept. So he is in ignorance. I take birth and again die. What is this like? Bhutta bhutta priyate. That is no knowledge. Spoiling. This is human form of life. He is in boom that you can make a solution. Simply by understanding Krishna. Janma karma midi bhamju janati tat kapta jiham punar janma maiti. This is knowledge. How to become immortal? How to understand Krishna? How to go back to home, back to God? That is the mission of Krishna consciousness. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna.